Welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Today is Wednesday, June 22nd. And first thing on the show today, we have another conversation about refugees resettling in Chattanooga. Last week, we spoke with Mariana Pestrianu, the Associate Director of the Bridge Refugee Center. Today, WUTC's Richard Winham has a conversation with Michael Rice, who's also known as the Mad Priest. Rice has his own plan to help some of the refugees who've been resettled here into the scenic city.
Michael Rice calls himself the Mad Priest, after a character in Alexandre Dumas' classic novel, The Count of Monte Cristo.
We've read the novel, we know that you have this character, Edmond Dantès, who gets thrown into prison for something he didn't do, and he loses everything. He loses all his hope, his faith, no opportunity, and pretty much to rot and die in a prison. But sure enough, this little old guy who was like a Catholic monk at one point, who everyone refers to as the Mad Priest, you know, the prison guards and stuff, shows up in his cell one day on accident, and it's because of this guy that Edmond gets his life back. You know, he teaches Edmond everything he knows and empowered him to escape, empowered him to have hope. And we see this process of development and hope throughout the rest of the novel as Edmond escapes. And so for me, this character is the embodiment of what we want to do, okay? Not, you know, yes for refugees, but even for whatever we encounter with our business. He is our inspiration, you know.
The business Michael referred to is nascent at best at the moment. He and his wife have started a Kickstarter campaign to raise the money to buy a commercial-grade coffee roaster. At the moment, Michael Rice is in charge of roasting coffee for the camp house. But he has big dreams. When he and his wife went there for the first time to live, they were in the country for a relatively short stay the first time they went, but Michael noticed a growing interest in coffee in the country where, up to that point, most people traditionally had been tea drinkers.
And what we started to see during that year and a half was cafes all over India popping up. Not because they actually knew anything about a cafe or what coffee, because obviously we know traditionally India drinks tea, but they saw an opportunity for community, for a place for people to come and congregate, because, you know, the tea stalls were like the place where men would go and just kind of drink their tea. Now, this cafe setting was a place, it was a safe place. People, anyone, any age, college student, older couples, families could come and just hang out, you know, and they still didn't have a palate per se for coffee. You know, they're dumping sugar and milk, and that's fine, right?
After having been in the country for about a year and a half, his wife became pregnant and they came back to the U.S. It was while they were back in the U.S. that they met an Indian businessman who was interested in opening a chain of coffee shops in India. Michael Rice and his wife and child went back to India for another 3 years. It was, he says, an invaluable opportunity to learn all aspects of the business.
So you trained as a barista and you took those talents over there and you helped this man develop a chain of coffee shop. But at the same time, you were drawn to working with people who are underprivileged?
Yeah.
Using euphemism, it's more than underprivileged, really, from our point of view. It's almost an untenable state that they live in.
Yeah, well, and that's why for us right now, it's not really a second thought. If I'm going to start a business, you know, my experiences up to this point in my life have molded me in a way that, like, there's just certain things I have to do. Like, living in India for nearly three and a half years has shaped me in a way that probably no one else will ever understand. So for me to start a business, you know, I'm starting a coffee business. I'm starting a coffee roaster. I'm not starting a nonprofit. I'm not starting an outreach. I'm not starting a ministry or anything like that. But starting that business means I can do something with that business.
Getting this impression of nexus between altruism and capitalism from you.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out how it works. How do you fund these enterprises?
Well, right now we're funding it from a crowdfunding campaign that we're starting next week.
Did you take capital into India when you went into partnership, or did you just bring your skills?
Yeah, so the India relationship was pretty much just skills. So we had a group of people here in the States that they understood the vision. You know, these are friends and family that we've been in community with for years. Mm. And they saw the purpose of it, you know, in the sense that, you know, you're not just starting a business. You know, this guy is the owner, and, you know, he's making money, maybe not. But but you're going for a bigger purpose. So, you know, just to give you an example, you know, yes, my job in India was 100% helping these coffee shops expand. But at the same time...
Did you get paid to do that?
I was not being paid, no. Again, yeah, we were all self-sustaining from support back here.
But, so you spent 3.5 years in India with people in the state supporting you?
Yeah. So, and when we got back last year, we just, you know, we stopped it because, you know, we're here and we weren't anticipating returning or anything like that. What actually happened was we left Pune and we moved north to start a coffee roaster. And so we moved up to a little town called Dehradun, just north of Delhi. Still a pretty developed city. So again, we were living pretty comfortably. And like you've already mentioned with the whole business and process, it was very complicated. Technically, as a Westerner, as a United States citizen, I can start a business when it's in partnership with a local.
So they partnered with an Indian national and began helping him build a chain of successful coffee shops. But after 3.5 years, for various reasons, Michael Rice and his wife decided to come back home. They had both gone to India with the express intention of helping the poor. When they first went to India, they had taught English for a while. And when they went back, they had helped people develop saleable skills in the coffee shops. When they came back to the U.S., they returned to Atlanta, but within a year, they moved up here to Chattanooga. Soon after they moved here, Michael Rice heard about Bridge Refugee Services, and he and his wife wanted to help. If their Kickstarter campaign is successful, Michael Rice and his wife plan to start a wholesale coffee roasting business in which all of their employees will be refugees who have been resettled here in Chattanooga. If you'd like to help, details are on the website madpriestcoffee.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Wunham.